Hi, I'm Dave Spadaro, and welcome to the Eagles update on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. This time a year ago, the Eagles planned to have Demetrius Bell plug the hole at left tackle created by the loss of Jason Peters, who suffered an Achilles tendon injury and ultimately was lost for the entire season. That plan had a ripple effect on the entire offensive line, and things certainly did not go according to the blueprint. This year, the blueprint is every bit as bright. The Eagles, with all of their pieces in place, feel the offensive line can be one of the strengths of this football team. With Peters back at the left tackle position, Evan Mathis a left guard, Jason Kelce healthy at the center spot, Todd Harriman's moving from right tackle to right guard, and Lane Johnson, the team's number one draft pick, potentially starting at the right tackle position, the Eagles' offensive line is as athletic as it's ever been. Those players back on the practice field together talk about the big possibilities ahead for the Eagles in the trenches.
It was cool seeing everybody back out there. It was the first time I'd been back out on the field with Jason in a long time. It was the first time Evan and I had been back on the field, and Todd and then the new kid, Lane Johnson. It was a great feeling. It was cool to have all of us out there.
Continuity, communication, all that goes a long way, especially in this offense and especially on the offensive line. So, we had the whole band back today for the first time on the offensive line, and we got some good work in. We know how good we are when we're all together and we're hitting on all cylinders and we're communicating and we're all focused. And we keep that mentality, keep working to get better every day. We'll be a strong unit.
I mean, it felt good. We've been working together in the beginning of OTA, so I mean, it wasn't nothing too major. I mean, new plays, new system, we gelling together as a unit right now. It's getting a whole lot easier. It was great, having a starting five out there, talking to each other, getting the communication down, and really just gelling together.
Philadelphia concludes its full team 3-day mini camp at the NovaCare Complex on Thursday. We'll have complete coverage on PhiladelphiaEagles.com, and that's the end of the football operations until training camp begins in late July right here at the NovaCare Complex. I'm Dave Spadaro. Thanks for joining us on the Eagles Update on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.